Hi, this is Ian James Corlett, and you are listening to Pixels in the Animation.
Welcome to Pixels in the Animation. This is episode 94. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. It is 2018, everybody. It's the final run-through for us here at Pixels in the Animation. We've got 5 episodes left after this. Of course, joining me, as always, TV's Mr. Neil.
From now on, like your parents were, you will be subjected to some pretty awful cartoons.
Yeah. It gets better, folks. It gets better after episode 94. 95 through 99, we'll have a bunch of cool, insightful video game merchandise magazine type episode things. But we're pretty much like scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point. It's like Superman's heat vision has just burned right through the entire barrel of video game cartoons. Yeah. Or, you know, Megatron threw some cosmic rust in there, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I don't even remember. Like, I remember hearing the name Saturday Supercade, but I don't remember even hearing... yeah, no. Oh, no wonder. Uh-huh. 83 to 84. Yep. I was too young.
This aired during the video game market crash of 83.
Yeah, before Nintendo came out with their stuff. Yeah. And, you know, we've always been trying to find a way to tie it back to Transformers. Well, Mario is Optimus Prime.
And Megatron is virtually everyone else in this cartoon.
Yeah, I was going to say everybody else, yeah.
Yeah, Frank Welker does his tough guy voice throughout pretty much all 4 cartoons. Like, yeah, that's a tough guy.
Mm-hmm. You do have other people like Peter Renaday, who would go on to do Master Splinter in the TMNT cartoon. Arthur Burkhart, who was Devastator. You've got Bart Simpson in here, Nancy Cartwright, which... that's just crazy to me. Krang, Pat Fraley.
My favorite two are Soupy Sales as Donkey Kong. And the turtle, I think his name was Shelley. That would be Marvin Kaplan, who is a character actor from like the 50s and 60s. And I know him personally from, well, not personally, but I know him from Top Cat. Hey, you TC.
Yeah. I remember him. Yeah, exactly. So this Saturday Supercade, folks, the episode that you had sent me to watch to prepare for this, how the hell did they make a cartoon out of Frogger?
I don't think they even looked at the video game. They're just like, yeah, okay, it's a video game about a frog that crosses the road. We're just going to make something up, which is about all they could have done, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this now, and you're probably going to keel over or whatever. You may not want to do the podcast ever again after this, but Battletoads is better than Frogger.
Oh, my God. Well, the whole time I was watching it, I was thinking of the episode of Zelda when Link got turned into the frog.
Link got turned into the frog. Come on, Zelda, kiss me! Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. The Donkey Kong, I was like, wow, they got 19 episodes out of this. Interesting. And I love that they actually did the whole classic. Obviously, this was at a time where the original Donkey Kong game, Mario chasing after whatever, is the only one they could have done. Like, this is no Country. This is no Rare. Mm-hmm. Thank God. But I find that hilarious that they took that concept and built this whole world around it.
Yeah. Well, you could tell it's weird because the way Donkey Kong was conceived, the arcade game, they were originally going to make a Popeye game, and they eventually did, like, years later, but they wanted to do Popeye, and they couldn't get the license, so they made Mario. And if you look at the original side art, Mario kind of looks like Popeye. And the plot of this cartoon is kind of like Popeye. I'm like, oh my God, Donkey Kong is not King Kong. He's totally Bluto in this.
Yeah, Donkey Kong is Bluto, Mario is Popeye, and Pauline, whoever the hell she is Olive Oil.
Yeah. And in the game, you could totally tell that Pauline is, she's like a blonde version of Olive Oil.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Q-Bert. I remember this game, but again, I don't see cartoon, like, act like, I mean, some of the Super Mario Brothers Super Show plots make more sense than this cartoon did.
Yeah, they went for a 50s, Grease type setting, I guess. Not sure why. I guess, again, with Frogger, it's like, okay, there's no narrative to speak of. We got to make up something, but still, I don't see how why they went with the Happy Days motif.
Yeah, I have no clue whatsoever.
And we're not even talking about the plot, but I do have to point out how weird it is that Coily the snake has arms. And it just distracted me throughout the entire cartoon. I'm like, oh my God, he's got arms.
Yeah. Snakes don't have arms.
Unless you're Cobra Commander.
Well, okay, well.
I was once a man.
Everything is for sale, Mr. Drath. Sorry, that's the only one I can really remember is, you know, only human. Yeah, Q-Bert was just straight. Like, I didn't dislike it, but I didn't like it either. And the voice cast was crazy. Like, crazy just in the fact of talent, like Dick Beals and, like we said earlier, Frank Welker and things like that. But just, like, some of the voices they came up with for these characters were just off the wall, early 80s nuts. Mm-hmm. And then there's Donkey Kong Jr.
Okay, here's an equation for you. You take Flim Flam and you add you add Scrappy Doo, and what you get is Donkey Kong Jr.
You leave Scrappy alone. Flim Flam, I get, I understand, but damn it, leave Scrappy alone.
And the most milquetoast Fonzie wannabe I've ever seen in cartoons. What the hell was going on with this guy?
I don't know.
Bones?
Yeah. Bones. Bones was... Yeah.
Damn it, Jim, I'm a greaser.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn it, Jim, I don't have time for this. I have to grease my hair.
Except that... Bones in Star Trek was much more manly than this guy.
Yeah, I mean, hell, they got Carl Urban to play him in the reboot film series, or the alternate, whatever the hell, the Abrams, anyway. But Donkey Kong Jr., I don't know about you, but for me with video games, I liked the original Donkey Kong. It was frustrating as hell, but it was it's very much straightforward. You go right, you go up, you go left, you go, you know, the whole point. Get up, save the princess, you know, kill the monkey or whatever.
Kill the monkey.
Donkey, whatever. Ape. Do we really have to use...
That wasn't the part I was questioning. I was like, well, you're not supposed to kill the monkey.
Well, no, but still. It's a video game. The good guys have to kill the bad. You know, you throw stuff at Koopa. Hell, the first games, you drop them into a lava pit.
Yeah, but Donkey Kong's not really a bad guy. He's not even a bad guy in this cartoon.
Oh, no, of course not. But my point here is I liked Donkey Kong. I didn't mind Donkey Kong. When Donkey Kong Jr. came around, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Get me the fuck out of here.
It's okay. It's just meh.
Yeah, it's very much blah.
It's better than Donkey Kong 3.
Okay, I'll take your word for that one, because I, like I said, Donkey Kong Jr., I was out. Never. After Donkey Kong Jr., the next thing I played was Country, which was X number of years later, obviously. Yeah, no. Original Donkey Kong or Country, that's about the only two I've ever played. And then there's Pitfall. Yay, Pitfall.
Which wasn't in this episode, but that's okay. No, actually, that's kind of funny, is that I have no memory of the Pitfall cartoon. And the streak keeps going because I didn't watch Pitfall. But I see that he's got like a mountain lion sidekick, which makes me think of one of two things: either Snagglepuss, or what's his name? Oh god damn it! How many lumps you want?
Oh, that's Petey Puma.
Petey Puma, that's it.
You gotta love Pete Puma.
A whole lot of lumps.
Three or four. Yeah, a whole lot of lumps.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll do it myself.
Mm-hmm. I love Rabbit Skin.
Yeah.
I just love that cartoon.
Yeah, so basically Q-Bert and Pitfall would alternate each week. One week could be Q-Bert, one week could be Pitfall.
Right.
And I don't remember there ever being a Pitfall cartoon. I guess it was really bad because I just blocked it out of my memory.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with Space Ace. I don't remember that either.
Yeah.
Like, I watched it here, obviously, but... And what I love about the one that you found for us to watch, it includes all the damn commercials.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my god, these commercials are so old.
They're great. C-3PO's.
Oh my god, yes, old Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, the second season, I forgot about this. Second season had Kangaroo and Space Ace. Which is interesting, because Space Ace is was actually made by a real cartoon studio. It's a Don Bluth production.
Hmm.
And separate from this production, there was also a Dragon's Lair cartoon, which I didn't feel like watching because, It's an old Hanna-Barbera cartoon. It's about as good as the Pac-Man cartoon that we're going to be talking about in a minute.
Oh my god, don't even.
That may be the worst thing we've watched.
Yeah. Other things that Wikipedia lists for Saturday Supercade is Kangaroo is the other one they list, which, I don't even remember. Like,
It's
Joey Kangaroo, voiced by David Mendenhall. I'm like, what the hell?
David Mendenhall, that would be, Daniel Woodwicky. I was trying to think of a quote. I was trying to think of a quote, and I couldn't remember any.
The easiest one to remember, two heads are better than one, Cyclonus.
Oh, God. I was trying to go for something from the movie.
Something from the movie?
Can I go too?
No.
It's rough.
Hot Rod, look, the shuttle's coming. Let's watch it land.
See, the only lines I remember are people saying things to Danny. Like, yeah. You're gonna ride, Daniel. Dano.
Ride in style.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, David Mendenhall and, I don't remember too much about the Space Ace cartoon. I just know it was it was easier
either.
To adapt just because Space Ace actually had like a plot in the world and everything. It had something that they could actually crib from.
Yeah, pretty much. There were other things to... Okay, so there was rebroadcasting of this stuff and home video as well. Warner Archive announced via their Facebook page that Saturday Supercade will be released through their Made on Demand DVD program.
Oh, good.
However, due to rights issues, some segments may not be able to appear. Currently, they are researching the project and have no set release date. This was... When was this story? That was, like, 2013. Oh. The original was 2010. November 3rd, 2015, Sony Pictures Home Entertainment released The Best of Qbert on DVD in Region 1. The One Disc Collection features 17 of the 19 episodes of the series. This is a manufacturer on-demand release. You released 17 of the 19 episodes. What is wrong with those two episodes that you can't put, like, seriously? That's like the whole, and we'll talk about this in episode 100, but that's like the whole Mega Move thing, replacing all the, not that people really want to hear Milli Vanilli music in Mario, but like Mega Move replaced all of the music on the DVD sets for the Mario stuff, at least Mario 3 stuff.
Well, it could be like a damaged tape or something. Like that happens where one or two episodes will get damaged, and like, you know, I heard that was a problem with one of the Masters of the Universe sets at one time. Like the first episode or something had some damaged assets to it, and they couldn't get the full episode.
Yeah, that you talking about the original series or the.
The original Filmation series. I'm just kind of shooting off the cuff there. I don't remember exactly if that's what it was, but I heard something like that.
I think they've fixed it since then, because I think they've done replacement discs. Oh, hell no. All right, so Saturday Supercade, it was okay. It was bad cartoons, but it wasn't the worst cartoon, which is what we'll be talking about next. And the reason why I said, oh, hell no, somebody needs to go into that Wikipedia article and fix it, because it says Pac-Man, also known as Pac-Man the Animated Series. How fucking dare you?
It was never
you
called
cannot
that.
Use the animated series. You just fucking can't. Like, that's for Batman. That's for Superman. That's for X-Men. That's for whatever. Spider-Man. Like... No! Like, I would rather have the Hulk 1996 cartoon be called the Animated Series before this Pac-Man crap.
Actually, when this aired, it was not called Pac-Man the Animated Series. It was called the Pac-Man... What was it? It was the Pac-Man Little Rascals and Richie Rich Show.
Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's usually what they use in those combinations of hour things.
Yeah, that's the best part of the video that I sent you, was that opening title card. I'm like, oh yeah, they did that. The most random combo cartoon ever.
And I'm like, season one of this cartoon, I guess, aired or whatever in 1982. So I'm like, God damn, it aired the same year as G.I. Joe started. I mean, I know the cartoon started later, but, like, I remember 82 being the year that G.I. Joe got released and whatever else as far as the show, the dolls and all that.
Well, just a quick note on G.I. Joe. There was the two made-for-TV movies that were also, like, five-part specials.
That's true, yeah. Oh my god, this cat, like, oh, this cartoon, first of all, how do you make a cartoon out of a video game where he's just eating pellets? He's just essentially eating bird shit, like, seriously?
No.
Like,
and then you cast Marty Ingalls for whatever reason.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Marty Ingalls!
Hiya, folks!
So this cast is a lot more diverse than some of the others that we've talked about. You have Peter Cullen as Sourpuss, Barry Gordon, friggin' Junior from the Snorks, and Donatello from the Turtles as Inky.
And the Quick Rabbit.
And the Quick Rabbit, Nestle Quick Rabbit. I need to find one of those old Nesquik commercials.
I think, like, there was one during the Super Show. During Saturday Supercade.
Yeah, there is, but I want to find a regular one. Lorenzo Music. You got fucking Garfield in here as Super Pack in Season 2.
Oh my god.
Neil Ross, so Springer, as Clyde.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Russi Taylor. Minnie Mouse as Pack Baby.
Oh my god, that was her. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Frank Welker as Chomp Chomp. Obviously, Frank can do anything he wants to. And other additional voices that they don't list characters, but what the hell is Wilma doing? No, that was Vanderpile. Who did Janet Waldo do? Judy Jetson. Judy Jetson, that's what it was, yes. What the hell is Judy Jetson doing in Pac-Man? Like, seriously?
Collecting a check.
Uh-huh. And I love how Wikipedia, like, and most of the time that we've been doing this since 2013, folks, most of the time in the earlier episodes of this podcast where we would actually go through episode by episode, I would use Wikipedia for whatever episode descriptions they have. I cannot believe somebody took the time to write like 3 lines of episode description for each of these episodes.
This is like, if you never knew what the source material is, you wouldn't have any clue what was going on. It's like, why is there this round yellow guy? Why is he eating pellets? And why do some of them make it so that you can't eat the ghost? What the hell is going on in this cartoon?
And this cartoon is so in-depth, Neil, that it has to actually have a Dracula spinoff called Pacula. Mesmeron transforms a bat into the vampiric Count Pacula in a plot to get the citizens of Pacland to hand over the map to the Power Pellet Forest. Okay, so you've got the Power Pellets. This villain guy wants the Power Pellets. It's kind of reminds me of Sonic and the Rings and Robotnik and the Emeralds and all that. But that description right there, getting a map to the Power Pellets Forest, that's like Bo drawing Hordak a map to the Whispering Woods. Like, oh my god.
How can he not find it? I mean, Pac-Land just kind of looks like this. It just looks like a suburb. And somehow it has a president.
Yes.
The guy's basically the king of town.
Yeah, this... I swear, this cartoon is, I've talked about other cartoons with you, with other people, that rip off stuff. Like, right now, Optimus Solo and I are going through the very crappy New Adventures of He-Man, and they rip off I get it, Filmation He-Man, you know, the twin children, I get it, Luke, Leia, Adam, Adora, yada, 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 whatever, but, like, New Adventures of He-Man rips off Star Wars almost every other week. And it's like, oh my god. This cartoon, though? Public Pack Enemy Number 1, really, seriously.
Oh my god.
Pack-a-thon, also known as Pack-Olympics. The Laugh Olympics will kick your ass. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Pac-Man. Are you kidding me? Around the World in 80 Chomps. Oh, I would rather watch the Jackie Chan Adventures than do that.
I'm having Super Show flashbacks. This sounds like the same sort of lazy plot contrivances that the Super Show is built off.
Final episode of the series, Happy Paxgiving. The Pack family hear a story about the first Paxgiving. Somebody please call Wednesday Adams and blow these people up. I even had a, which that I don't even know that this may show up in 25 days of Tooncast Christmas later this year. I don't know. They had a Halloween special and a Christmas special. How the hell did that happen?
I don't know. I forgot if we covered the Christmas special or not. Not on this podcast, obviously. But
no, not in the original 25 days of, not in the 2016. You had mentioned it after the fact. And I'm like, ooh, I can add it in for 2018. I'm not sure I want to now. Because, yeah, I don't know. And I know I'm more so listing episodes, folks, and everything else, but what I saw of this, of the show that Neil sent me, and I looked up several other ones myself, just not a good... The Kirby Right Back At You Fox Kids 4 Kids show is better than this. You know, like, oh my god.
There was just nothing to make a cartoon out of here.
No. I would take Captain Lou Albino as Mario in drag any day over this.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad this was for me. Like, oh, God, no. And the animation is so bad.
It's like the worst Scooby-Doo type animation you'll ever see.
This is Hanna-Barbera.
This is Hanna.
1982.
This is Hanna Embarrassment.
Yeah, Hanna Embarrassment. Yeah, somebody call Montana, please. But it's one of those things where this is 82. This is still the golden age of Hanna-Barbera. Okay, yeah, we can argue. We can argue all day, but come on. Like, the late 70s, early 80s, they weren't completely losing their touch. They weren't, like, the 50s and 60s Hanna-Barbera, but it wasn't, like, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to Yo-Yogi yet.
Not yet. If there was a video game about it. But anyway. But, yeah, I'm like, oh, my God. This is just... hurts my head so much. So yeah, I think we're gonna take a quick break, folks, and we're gonna come back with the final cartoon of episode 94, which is probably the best one,
easily the best of the three.
Yes, easily the best out of the three. So we'll be back after this.
DCN, the superhero webcomic. DCN's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, drama, mayhem, and more, read it now at DCN.com. DASIEN.com. And for the new DCN podcast, go to patreon.com/DCN.
They're moving real fast. They're the only ones who can get there on time. And never too far behind. They're always fighting crime. Undercover and facing adventure in the danger zone. On a mission, come and watch them go.
Proposition.
What's behind this control?
Proposition.
Only their uncle knows.
Proposition.
Just sit back and watch them go.
We are back, folks, and it's time to talk about Pole Position. I liked it a lot better than the other cartoons we talked about today, but
it ain't got nothing to do with the game.
It has nothing to do with the game, and it's a year earlier than a better, worse version of it would come out. This, to me, is essentially, because I saw the other show that I'm going to mention first before this, this, to me, looks like a really, really shitty Mask knockoff.
Wow.
And Mask is a really shitty cartoon. Like, okay, look, I spent 30 episodes, 2 years, trying to defend Mask on their plots and whatever else. The Mask storylines and plots, they reuse them every other episode. They're not good. The only thing good about the Mask cartoon series is the opening theme song and the
little robot.
No. Bite your fucking tongue. I live in the same state. I will come hunt you down now, you asshole. Don't you? No. No one likes T-Bitch and Scott. Oh my god, no. The opening theme song and the transformation, the team assemble sequence. Those are the only two good things about Mask. These storylines, they out of the 75 episodes that Mask has, maybe 67 of them are consistent reused plots. Like, 1 week we'll be in Europe, the next week we'll be in China, the next week we'll be in the South America. They were hardly ever in the United States or Canada or even Mexico, kind of a thing. Like, I think there was one time, I think I remember, if I'm remembering this right, there was an episode, the Gold Rush or the Gold Caper or whatever, where actually Miles Mayhem was trying to steal money from Las Vegas. That was like the only American plot in that cartoon that I remember. But yeah, this is almost better than that, even though this is a poor knockoff of that.
So with Hasbro having acquired Kenner back in the 90s, does it make you mad that there are now Mask characters in G.I. Joe?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't know. I was not a G.I. Joe fan. Not like, I know Cobra Commander, I know all of that. I've seen several of the old G.I. Joe episodes from Deke, but I never, like, I always gravitated to Transformers before G.I. Joe. You know, for me, it was Transformers, Thundercats, Mask as a kid, because we're all dumb as kids at one point or another. You know, He-Man, all that kind of stuff first before, like, G.I. Joe was, like, the last man on the totem pole kind of thing for me.
So here's something I've been pointing out for years, is that since the cartoon here has nothing to do with the Pole Position video game, I've always suspected that this cartoon existed conceptually before they got the Pole Position license attached to it. Like, this literally could have been anything. It could have been a Hot Wheels cartoon. It could have been like Knight Rider Jr. It could have been anything. I mean, that's what it reminded me of, is it's kind of like Knight Rider.
As Michael would say, thanks, pal.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, yeah. And the sad thing is, it's more in line with the worst part of Knight Rider, which was happened in the 90s with Team Knight Rider, because they have multiple vehicles. They have two vehicles in this cartoon. If it has more than one car and the car is not a Trans Am, then it's not real Knight Rider. It's fake 90s Knight Rider.
One of them was a Mustang, and the other one was like a pretend car.
Yeah.
Oh, you're never too old for video games.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. No, that's not. Oh, for the love of Mike. I almost thought that was Solid Snake, but that's David Hayter, not okay. So David Coburn plays one of the roles in this. He plays the voice of Dan Darrett, and I'm like, where have I seen that name before? He was in Babylon 5 in 99. He was in Defenders of Dimetron City in 92. Okay. Oh, he was on Harry and the Hendersons for a while.
Oh,
yay,
that show.
Oh, God. He was on the very short-lived New Kids on the Block cartoon as the voice of Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, jeez. the less popular Wahlberg these days.
Yeah, well, Mark has a bunch of robo bits in him now, so, you know, I blame Michael Bay.
I never thought I'd see the day that Marky Mark would be not only the more popular of the two, but actually a major star.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because he got rid of the Funky Bunch fairly quickly. I mean, you know. And again, Mill Creek released 10 of the 13 episodes of the series in a combo pack with 10 episodes of Cops and 10 episodes of Jason the Wheeled Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah. I
Cops was all right, I guess. Jason the Wheeled Warriors, I don't remember that cartoon.
Really? You don't?
I don't. I have no memory of it. I don't know if it was like on a conflicting schedule with another cartoon that I liked or what the hell the deal was, but I just don't remember it.
Well.
Oh, I was going to mention earlier, you said that the best part of Mask was the theme song, and it's also the best part of Pole Position, and it's for the same reason, Shuki Levy.
Yeah, pretty much. Because yeah. Guess what? He also did the theme song for Jason Wheeled Warriors, which is, I'm surprised you don't know this. You've never seen this before.
I may have seen it, I just don't remember.
Yeah.
And he also did He-Man. He did. Like,
I have the score for that from La La Land Records. I have the 2-disc score for the Masters of the Universe cartoon now. Oh my god. Yeah, hearing that music is absolutely amazing. Say what you will about the Filmation He-Man show, but the music in that was amazing.
Shuki Levy was all over 80s cartoons.
Oh, yeah. Both of them were, actually. Him and Saban.
Yep.
But, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I enjoyed Pole Position, but it was still really, really generic in my mind.
Yeah, it was just basically undercover spies who are also stunt drivers. And it seems like something I've heard of before, but I can't put my finger on it.
Absolutely. Oh my god. So I know this has been a short episode, folks. We're not really going into a lot of detail here, but there's not much to go. Like I said about the Pac-Man thing, I can't believe there's like one or two line plots in Wikipedia about the Pac-Man show. The Saturday Supercade stuff, yeah, there is stuff there, but it, again, not much. I don't know. I don't know.
It's the 80s.
It's the 80s, which is the crazy thing is, like, I'd forgotten that it was the 80s, and I figured, oh, some of the stuff. Nope, it's the 80s, not 90s, 80s.
Yeah.
So, anything else you would like to say before we get the heck out of here?
I give Pac-Man a 0.
I give Pac-Man a -0. Like, no, just no. Pac-Man gets a 0. The Saturday Supercade stuff, Frogger gets a 0. I'll give Donkey Kong a 3, because at least it kind of followed the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the rest of them.
I don't care if it followed the game so much. I just want a story. And yeah, Donkey Kong kind of had a story. Frogger sort of did. And, I really didn't like Donkey Kong Jr. or Q-Bert.
No. Yeah, no. And like we said, Pole Position out of all of them today is probably the best one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. There's some shakiness like whenever they would pan left or right, and I think it has something to do with like a bad transfer. It might be like something to do with the interlacing being really weird or something. I don't know. Anyway, but that's all I have to say.
Cool. All right, where can the people find you online, sir?
Decian.com. Pretty much everything you need is right there, other than my my podcast, which is patreon.com/MrNeil. I had to think about that for a second, where I watch like movies and do commentaries of them, and I'll probably do other topics eventually. But a lot of it is patron exclusive. It's like $2 a month. Sometimes I put them on YouTube if I feel like it. But yeah, that's basically it.
Cool. You can follow him at Peelin Bailey on Twitter. I am at TFG and Mike on Twitter. You can follow at Geekcast Radio on Twitter for all the other network updates. As I said at the beginning of this, folks, we are on the end run of this podcast. We've got 5 episodes left after this. Next time around in February, you're going to hear us talk about Nintendo Power and Nintendo merchandise. So that's what's coming up next. I don't know. Let's see. We're going back to the Nintendo era, so that means I can break out the old Super Show stuff. Yay! Good thing I saved it all. Everyone loves that theme song. Don't lie. We'll catch you next time, folks, here on Pixels in the Animation.
Hey, paisanos! It's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show!
With the Mario Brothers and plumbing's a game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If your sink is in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers. Yo, you're in for a treat, so hang on to your seat. Get ready for adventure and remarkable feats. You'll meet Koopas and Troopas, the princess and the others. Hanging with the plumbers, you'll be hooked on the brothers to the bridge.
Up over here, you go get the phone.
All right.
And put it on speakerphone.
What do you mean speakerphone?
I fixed it special. Just push the third pepperoni from the right.
Mario Brothers Plumbing. You block them, we clear them.
Mario Brothers can't hunt.
Whoa. It's that bully, Sergeant Slaughter.
I heard that. Drop it, Jimmy Kent.
Okay, Sarge. We're doing them.
Stupid speakerphone.
You better have my steam cabinet fixed. I'm stuck in traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge, but I'm taking a shortcut, and I'll be right there.
How could you take a shortcut off the Brooklyn Bridge? That's a goof.
It helps if you have a Sherman tank, bozo.
As ready as it'll ever be.
All right, I'll go check on the pizza.
That Sergeant Slaughter's a pretty tough customer. I better check this baby out.
As you were, troop.
As I was pulling a pizza out of the oven.
Proceed on schedule, doughboy. Hop to, double time it. Meanwhile, I'll check this baby out. See how she works. I don't like the way this thing is thumping.
Why don't you come up into the kitchen? You can hardly hear it from here.
Sounds good, old man.